Next up, Mr. Smith has our staff report, and we have 5 refund requests for both vending licenses and I believe 1 fee, but I'll turn it over to you, Dave.
Good evening. I'll try and be brief. First thing, there's a correction on the Travis Travel Assisto Body Paint Planet. When it comes down to the budget impact, I'll let you know what the correction is. He wasn't an unlicensed vendor, so that fee wouldn't be $875, it would be $560 is what he's asking for a refund of his license. He obtained his license in 2007 for the 2017 motorcycle rally to vend at 1206 Lazelle, which is the Sturgis Senior Citizen Center, and that was obtained on August 4th. He was never set up. Several of our inspector teams went down there to check his location. And on August 7th, I believe it was, he was contacted by Lisa by phone. And he advised Lisa he'd be set up that day. Later that day, we went back to check on him, and he was still not set up. Then he sent an email to Faye on August 9th requesting a refund for his vendor licensing fee, citing that there was no location for him or no room for him at that location. I did speak with one of the vendors that was vending on that lot. He leased it from Hot Leathers. Hot Leathers leased the whole lot, and Mr. Sissel came over and asked after he'd already purchased his license if he'd have room for him, which he told him no. So then he made the comment to that vendor, I'll just go ahead and paint a gal, walk around, and we'll make tips. So city staff is not recommending any license refund on this one. We are not responsible for them not obtaining a spot before they get a license. And our temporary vendor licenses, as well as the application, also state that no refunds are issued once the license is issued. The budget impact, again, if you'd give them the refund, will be the loss of the license vendor fee of $560. And attached to that is a copy of his request and a copy of the inspection report from the inspection teams.
So Dave, in the council packet, it said there was unlicensed vendor fine of $875, but that's the numbers changed now.
That's correct. He was not an unlicensed vendor. That was my mistake. I was using the same format to type the letters, and I forgot to change that. He was licensed. He's just requesting a refund for his licensing fee of $560. This is a order of Body Paint Planet, Travel Sissel.
So as far as council action, Dave, it's all included on one item. So we... Yep.
I was just going to ask if you want to do them separately.
Yep. So we'll handle each one of these individually, I guess, and make an individual motion. So staff's recommendation on this particular refund request is to deny the request simply for the fact it's not City of Sturgis' responsibility to ensure there's proper land lease available. So any questions for Dave from council? Is there a motion on this particular refund request?
I would make the request.
We have a first by Dave to deny the refund request. Is there a second motion?
I would second it.
We have a second by Ron. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That particular refund request is denied.
The next one coming before you is a request for the refund of a vendor licensing fee. Leisure Time Concessions has been attending the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally as a vendor since 2002. This year, the owners of Leisure Time applied for it, obtained their vendor license for the motorcycle rally using our CitizenServe online portal and obtained that early. But before they could leave from home for the rally, one of the owners, Bert, was involved in a serious accident where he was rear-ended by a semi with his catering truck. Because of his accident and his condition, they weren't able to attend this year. They were able to find a friend who is in the concession business to take their location. They purchased their own separate vendor license, and Leisure Time Concessions does want to come back again next year to their location. They're asking for a refund or a credit toward next year's license. If you issue a refund of the $1,000 vendor fee that they paid this year, staff recommends that, but they also we recommend that they pay we refund less the credit card processing fee of $49.30 for a total refund of $950.70, or provide them a credit for that spot for next year.
Any questions for Dave on leisure time? Thanks, Rhea. Any other questions from council? Is it? Go ahead. We have a motion by Rhea.
I second.
We have a second by Steve. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries, so that is for a refund of $950.70. Back to you, Mr. Smith.
The next one is a company called Zen Zone Massage Therapy. The owner, Rachel Baldwin, obtained her vendor license through our CitizenServe online portal on July 21st for the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. Rachel contacted me on August 3rd and would not be able to attend because of medical reasons. She was 17 weeks pregnant, and her doctor put her on bed rest. No travel. Staff recommends the refund of the vendor licensing fee less the credit card processing fee for a partial refund of $510.70.
Any questions for Dave or any other staff on this refund request?
I would make the motion to refund, partial refund of $510.70 to Rachel Baldwin, owner of Zen Zone Massage Therapy.
First by Ron.
Second.
A second by Dave. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
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 Opposed to no?
No.
That motion carries 6-1. Back to you, Mr. Smith. Irwin Properties.
The next one is Irwin Promotions, obtained their vendor license on August 2nd. License was valid from the 2nd through the 13th. On August 5th, the owner of Irwin Promotions stated he had found out he had family issues, health-related at home, would need to leave Sunday night. As attached to this, his handwritten note, he was set up at One Eye Jack's. After the staff report was in, I did talk to the owner of One Eye Jack's, who advised me that this gentleman had just came from a rodeo in Cheyenne, Wyoming. What he had is a bull, stuffed bull, where people would take pictures sitting on it, where he had made no money there and thought that he would make money here. Whether or not he truly had a medical emergency, we don't know. He states he did. If you staff recommends no refund be given, but if you do refund, we recommend a partial refund less the sanitation fee, or keep the sanitation fee on because he was set up for 3 days, and a total licensing fee of $295 or $24.58 per day. He's located for 3 days, which would be $73.75. So the whole refund that I would recommend if you decide to give him one is $221.25. From his $560 that he paid. This was his first time.
And there wasn't any medical paperwork like included in the previous one?
No, none whatsoever. Just his handwritten note that stated he cannot afford to lose this kind of money, and he had traveled 1,100 miles to be here and wants his money back.
I make the motion to deny the refund.
First by Jason to deny the refund. We have a second by Steve. Any last discussion on Irwin Promotions? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. The refund is denied on that one. And lastly?
Lastly, this one is for Dirty Bird Concepts. This is an unlicensed vendor fine they're requesting a refund for. Dirty Bird Concepts was set up at 1111 Lazelle Street in the late afternoon of August 4th. For the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally on August 5th. Vendor inspection teams advised me that Dirty Bird Concepts did not have their required vendor license, did have their posted South Dakota temporary sales tax license. A check of CitizenServe showed that Dirty Bird Concepts had not obtained the license at all or applied for it online. I did make contact with an employee at the location with Dirty Bird late morning of August 6th and inquired if they had the required vendor license or if it possibly could have been issued under a different name, because we have different names for different corporations, which he said no. I told him he would be required to get the license as soon as possible and that he would there would be a vendor fine attached to that. You'll see attached to that they had a new office manager who apparently stated she did not know that she thought she had had everything. And when she called the state of South Dakota, they told her she was fine. She was fine with the state, but not with us. Staff recommends no refund of the 2017 vendor license fine. Dirty Bird Concepts has been a vendor in the past since 2000 and has never not acquired a city temporary vendor license and in the past. So the company is aware that they were required to have it.
Any questions for Dave? How many times have they been here in the past? Like multiple?
Yeah, since they've been a vendor every year since at least 2000. That I do not know. I do know the owner of the company was out here. I didn't get to talk to him. I did talk to one of his staff members who's been working for the company for the last 5 years, but he doesn't handle the paperwork. He's just a salesperson. The owner of the company puts all that paperwork into the hands of the office staff.
When they did purchase the vending permit, it was retroactive. It was for the entire time they're operating.
That is correct, yes. And they did pay the vendor licensing fee was, well, $875, so $1,000 or $1,200 was their vendor licensing fee for their spot.
Because it included the fine.
No, that no. was the fine. They paid the $1,200 was their vendor licensing fee for their square footage. Okay. The fine is $875.
And they're just asking for the fine?
They're just asking for a refund of the fine.
There further discussion or a motion?
Move. I'd move to deny.
We have a motion by Mike to deny the request. Is there a... Wait, Jason has a second. All those in favor of denying the request for refunding the vendor permit fine, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no?
No.
That motion passes 6-1 to deny.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.